We're celebrating the year showiversary of Mornings with Jill and Alan. As part of, we're not really celebrating us. We're celebrating you along with us, being a part of the Life 97.3 family. So with that in mind, we want to give you some Life 97.3 swag today on this day of celebration by playing a little Let's Go to the Movies.
Let's go to the movies, and you and me.
Jill's about to do the quote, but I need you to not call, because Jill said if you didn't call, then she would do, like, she would try to, she would actually act out the quote. She refuses to act out the quote right now.
I can't say it the way it's said in the movie, because then it's way too easy.
But it's going to be great.
This is a game. There's got to be a little level of difficulty. So here, I'm reading it, okay?
All right.
The greatest teacher failure is?
It is Star Wars.
Yes, and you have to say the specific movie.
That wasn't part of it.
I know. See, isn't that frustrating?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Alan's been a stickler about that morning, okay? Do you want to throw out a guess? Like, which Star Wars movie? Just pick a random one.
The Last Jedi.
Star Wars The Last Jedi is correct!
Ah, you did it!
Wow!
You did it!
Just threw it out there. It was right! What's your name?
This is Tara.
Tara, well done.
Well done. Tara, do you still think we should get Jill to do her best Yoda impersonation?
Yes, she does.
Okay, Jill, say the quote again in your best Yoda. Do it for Tara.
Okay, Alan, first start talking like Yoda so I know what I'm doing.
Okay, so this is how you get into it. You have to first go, there it is. And then what was the line again?
The greatest teacher failure is.
The greatest teacher.
See, that's really hard.
The greatest teacher failure is.
The greatest teacher failure is.
Yeah!
I'm never doing that again. That was one and done.
Oh, there it is. How would you rate that this morning? Do you think Jill did a decent job?
Yes, she did.
This morning, we've just been taking a minute to kind of slow things down a little more than maybe we normally do during this time, because we just feel like we want to check in. We want to see how you're doing, invite your honest response and how you feel. Like our friend Cal, you know, he said, I'm still fighting some depression and loneliness. And, you know, I'm feeling that. And Stephanie said she's overwhelmed with the bigness of it all. But she did say, and I love this, that she's thankful to know the truth of Jesus and putting her trust in him.
Everlasting arms.
Well, I hope you are staying warm today. This is Life 97.3 Mornings with Jill and Alan.
And our good friend Al is here for a very special weather report here in the Northland.
It's a great day to be a Minnesota weatherman. It's minus 17, that's right. Minus 17. It's probably going to get a few degrees above zero today. Maybe a little bit of chance of snow, but you will need your windbreaks today.
So the windbreaks in the pocket, because it's going to be windy.
Exactly. Okay. You can get them at alsretirementfund.com.
Oh. alsretirementfund.com. He's just calling for free advertising. I know what he's doing.
Well, I mean, it's such a great weather, man. I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind either. Well, thanks for listening to Life 97.3. This is Mornings with Jill and Alan, and we are needing to make sure that we give something some special attention we've kind of forgot about, because we've spent so much time talking about the Olympics this week, which is the fact that Valentine's Day is this Saturday.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around.
So imagine receiving a Valentine's card from your significant other that says this: our love is like a ring-billed gull.
What?
Abundant. Found in North America. Sometimes sustained by French fries.
What's that?
It's a seagull.
A
seagull.
A ring-billed gull?
I think that's the official scientific name of a seagull.
Why didn't you say gull? Seagull?
Because that's not what the Valentine card said.
Hang on. Now that I know it's a seagull, will you read it again? Because I was very confused.
All right. Our love is like a seagull.
Yeah.
Abundant. Found in North America. Sometimes sustained by French fries.
Okay, that's funny.
Mornings with Jill and Alan.
On Life 97.3.
It is for freedom that you have been set free, my friend. Hey, I'm Kelly. It's Life 97.3. Don't spend so much energy remembering failures that God spent a lot of love saying you could forget.
You broke through with them.
Tread lightly out there today. Hey, I'm Kelly. It's Life 97.3. I speak from experience when I say, just because there's fresh snow on the ground doesn't mean you have a safe place to land. There could be ice under there, so make sure you walk like a penguin. Well, I've been Sometimes you just gotta adjust the narrative a little bit. Hey, I'm Kelly. It's Life 97.3. Someone told me recently that when they feel nervous and their heart starts beating super fast, they've started calling it their inner applause, like their body's cheering them on. And I think that's just about the cutest little narrative adjustment I've ever heard. In the valley, no. What if you were someone who chose to see people, like really see them? I'm Kelly. It's Life 97.3. I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that there are people carrying hidden battles every day that you and I might know nothing about. And kindness, that can go such a long way.
You know when you have a big project in front of you and you start to feel completely overwhelmed and your brain is kind of just like, nope, I'll start tomorrow. But then tomorrow turns into, I don't know, next week. Hey, I'm Nikki. It's Life 97.3. I get it. Been there. Actually here now, if I'm being honest. And I read something recently about not focusing on the whole mountain, just the next step. Because big things almost never get finished in big moments. They get finished in small, faithful ones. It's the email. It's the 10 minutes. It's the one load of laundry. It's the opening of the document. Zechariah 4:10 says, "Do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin." Not when it's finished, when it begins. So if all you did today was one small piece of the big thing, that counts. Progress, not perfection. You don't have to climb the whole mountain today. Just take the next step and let God handle the rest. Uplifting Life 97.3, I'm Nikki. Do you ever just feel like your whole personality is just trying? Like trying to drink more water, trying to answer emails, or to be patient, trying not to overthink that text you sent 3 hours ago. Just trying. And maybe no one's throwing confetti for you. There's no trophy for showed up again, no applause for, hey, you didn't quit today. But can I just say, there's something really beautiful about someone who keeps trying. You didn't nail it yesterday? Hey, you're back today. You got discouraged? You're still here. You felt tired? Hey, you still showed up. And all that matters. I think sometimes we imagine growth as this big dramatic breakthrough, but most of the time it's just quiet consistency. Choosing to respond a little better, trust a little deeper, start over without making a big announcement about it. And I really believe that God sees the effort, not just the outcome, the effort, the trying. So if you're someone who just keeps trying, that's not small, that's strength. And honestly, I'm really proud of you for not quitting.
Uplifting Life 97.3. I'm Rob. I grew up in a blended family, and I bring that up because a friend of mine just got married this last weekend. He has a kid, his now wife has a kid, and now they are a family. And when he was first telling me that he was going to get married, or when he was dating this woman, I'm like, hey, if you are going to be with this person, you better get to know that kiddo. Like, I'm sensitive to this as being the stepkid growing up. You got to fall in love with that kid. They got to become your kid. They can't be your spouse's kid, because even if you don't say it, they will feel it. They will know it. And so, speaking as the now adult step kid, if you are a step parent, I completely understand that's not an easy thing. So thank you. Thank you so much for putting in that work for your family. Uplifting Life 97.3. Food is a great way to bring people together. Unless it's garlic and onion. Now, I love garlic and onion, but not everybody does. I got heaven on my mind.